This morning I was sitting on the couch before anyone got up in the house except for me and the bird that we've got now, Roy, and I heard this shout, "It's Christmas! It's Christmas! Wake up! It's Christmas! It's Christmas! It's Christmas! It's Christmas!" Pitter-patter. To the next one of the kids. "Wake up! Wake up! It's Christmas! It's Christmas!" Oh my word. The joy and excitement. It sent, well, shivers down my, and tears almost. I'm like, wow. This is a special moment. It was for me because it was an exciting time. And I recall those exciting times as a kid. I was excited myself about getting presents. But I also remember vividly the excitement I felt when I sat at the church in Melton and we sang Christmas carols. There was something more special about Christmas than just getting the gifts in the morning. There's something amazing, there's something magical about the story of Christmas, of God being with us in the Lord Jesus. I don't know if you've experienced that excitement this Christmas. I don't know if yet you've experienced that wonder and delight and joy this Christmas. There's still hope. Christmas is not over yet. I pray that we will all come to fully love and be excited by what God has done this day. I got an early Christmas present this year. A few months ago, I said to Cindy, "I really want to buy an NBA basketball subscription. And the season will be half over if I wait till Christmas, and it's a bit of a costly thing." So she agreed that I could get a Christmas present. And it's helped because I've been coaching basketball this year. I started to coach and my kids love it. And yeah, it's something that we've been doing. So just to get you all into the spirit of my present, I want you to watch what's on the screen here and follow the instructions.
Count how many times the players wearing white pass the ball. The correct answer is 16 passes.
How many got it?
Did you spot the gorilla?
Who saw the gorilla?
For people who haven't seen or heard about a video like this before, about half missed the gorilla. If you knew about the gorilla, you probably saw it. But did you notice the curtain changing color or the player on the black team leaving the game? Let's rewind and watch it again. Here comes the gorilla, and there goes a player, and the curtain is changing from red to gold. When you're looking for a gorilla, you often miss other unexpected events.
How many missed the gorilla? Well, friends, when we come to the Christmas story, we can see the baby in the manger, but there's something bigger that's going on that we could possibly miss. There's a few things that are going on actually in the gospel story that we could miss. Matthew, as he writes, as he starts writing his account about Jesus, the first three things he really says that he doesn't want us to miss, the first three stories, he actually has one main point that he wants us to get, but he tells us a few things. In chapter one, right at the start, we have this genealogy, which is anyone here into family history? Well, if you're not, you think genealogies are boring, but for those of you who like family history, it's really quite amazing. And Matthew wanted to tell the family history of Jesus so that he could say that Jesus was the Christ. This is one of the things that he wanted to show clearly, that this baby that's coming was the Christ. We might understand the term Christ better if we were to say king. But not just a normal king, a really special king, one that God had picked and had wanted to come for a special purpose. Even though we're Australians and we don't really have a monarchy, even though we've got a queen, we understand the concept of king, don't we? Well, Matthew wanted us to see that this baby that was coming was the king. The other thing that Matthew, in the start of chapter 2, wanted us to see, again, being the king, how when the wise men come, they said, "Where is this king of the Jews?" So that third story talks about the king as well. They come to worship and give gifts to this king. And then in the second story, so I went to the first and then the third, now back to the second, it says, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about." Now you could miss something there, because sometimes we think Christ is the second name of Jesus, but it actually says, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about," or "This is how the birth of Jesus King came about." So in the first three stories in the Gospel of Matthew, it's all about Jesus being the king. Do you hear that? I wonder if you saw that before. It's all about Jesus being the king that is expecting, is being expected. Now, why did I bring up the gorilla? Because at Christmas, sometimes there are things that take our attention away. And just because in this video they said, "Look at how many times the white people passed the ball," our attention was focused on that. We weren't able to see the bigger picture. And sometimes at Christmas, or our lives, our eyes are focused on everything else but the bigger picture. Sometimes, like on Christmas Day, we're focused on, "Gee, I can't wait to get home and play with that new toy." Or, "I can't wait to get to Christmas lunch." Or some people might be thinking, "I just can't wait for this day to be over." But there's more to see at Christmas than the things that we do or we get. There's a story of God wanting to be in our lives. Our distraction or our being fixed on other things isn't just at Christmas. Some of us are so fixed for our whole lives, being driven on a career or just running after our family or keeping our houses clean or keeping up expectations or chasing after pleasure, that we may not see the other things that are also in the story. And today I pray that we will see what Matthew wants us to see. That I've already shown that Jesus is the king through the genealogies, through the stars, and then through this story of Jesus coming about, that Jesus was the king. Now the Jewish people who were around at Jesus' time, when Matthew would have been writing it, they would not have believed that Jesus was the king, because Jesus died. They would have said, if someone dies, let alone dies on a cross, they could not be king. But yet here Matthew is in his gospel account saying, this one who was born is the king. Even though Matthew knew that Jesus had died, but Matthew also knew that Jesus had risen. He is the king, and Matthew wanted to convince his Jewish friends, his Jewish brothers and sisters, that you need to pay attention to who this baby is, because he is the king, and not just the king of Israel, but the king of the world. There are two other little things I want to bring out of the Matthew reading. And one is the name of Jesus. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This is one of the things that Matthew and the angels, that God wanted everybody to know, that this king was not just to rule for his own glory, but this king would be one who would save his people from their sins. And if you're anything like me, you need saving from your sins. And I know you are like me. We all need saving. And this is what this king has come to do, to undo the darkness of humanity, the darkness that runs through each and every one of us. He's come to save us from that. And we hear that as Jesus grew up into the big adult socks, he died on that cross. That's where he was saving us from our sins. He took all of our stinky socks onto himself so that we could be washed pure and clean, whiter than the snow. Just one more thing I want to bring out of this Bible passage, because Matthew, in wanting to point out that Jesus was the king, looked backwards to the Israel scripture and said that there's something back there in Israel's old scripture that was told about that needed to be fulfilled, and Jesus fulfilled it. That the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I'd want to argue that this is the big gorilla walking through the Christmas story that we must see. We need to see this for the Christmas story to make sense. We need to see that it's not just a person who was in Jesus' story, but God was with us when the Christmas story was playing out, that it was God involved in human history, which is really good for us that God is with us. A few years ago, I was playing football, and we were coming up to a grand final, and some of my friends said, "Hey, Bally, I know God's with you, so can you pray that we'll win?" And I just said, look, actually, I don't pray that we'll win. God couldn't care less who wins. But what I will pray for is that God will give us the strength and the courage today to be the best people we can be. They didn't like that answer, but God couldn't care less who won. And God with us, as it speaks about in the Gospel of Matthew, isn't that God will be on our side to make us be victorious so that we can have some sort of extra power. No, actually, it's we're joining God's story. But what it means is that God has not abandoned us. God has not left us orphans or abandoned in this universe. He is not against us. He is not aloof. We are not here by accident, nor are we a nuisance to him. In this story, we hear that God is with us. He's in this with us. He's wanting to solve the mess that we created. Has anyone here in Bendigo noticed the graffiti that's arisen over the last year? I noticed it about October last year, and the first thing I saw was on the old abandoned Gillies building, you know that building? And there was one tag, and it said, "Alone." And this same graffiti artist started to write heaps of different tags. And I could tell it was the same because they had the style was the same, and with this particular circle that was in the writing. But it started with being alone. The problem, I would argue, in this person was that they felt alone. Well, our Christmas story tells us that we need never feel alone because God is with us. This can be terrifying, God being with us, if we're afraid of Him, if we think we've got something to hide from Him. But that Jesus saves us on the cross gives us hope that we need not be terrified of God. We need not be scared. We need not be ashamed anymore. We can be forgiven. God being with us is the most liberating thing. We can have strength through the darkest days of life because God is with us. And we can have peace as well because God lives deep within our hearts and His peace becomes our peace. I pray this Christmas that as we look at this beautiful story, that we will see God walking across the screen, that we'll discover Him as King, as Matthew wants us to, that we'll see Him as Saviour, and we'll recognise that as Jesus was walking across the pages of our history, it was God walking across. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.